Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cherby, and in connection with Matthew Pfeiffer in New York. Hello, Matthew, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
We are here to talk with you about your film Chicada, which is going to be shown at the Lovers Film Festival in Torino in competition. And the Lovers Film Festival chose the film many, many months ago, actually. We chose it before the shit show, if I can say this word, that happened all over the planet. And now that we are able to do the festival again, we wanted to be sure to have your film, and we have it, so we're very happy. The reason why I wanted to talk to you, because the film is really intense and really personal and peculiar, and it's one of the strongest drama that we saw all over the year.
Thank you.
So can you tell us something a little bit about the genesis of the film? How did the film was born? I mean, how did it come up?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thanks for having us. Jeffrey told me, you know, way back when, and I was very excited to go. My brother-in-law is from Italy, and we were going to have the wedding in June. So I was going to get to go to Italy twice, but no more.
No
more ever again. So I was very depressed this one winter, and writing this was the only thing that got me out of bed. It's the secret that I never wanted to tell. I was actually watching the Golden Globe speech when Oprah was talking about the Me Too movement. And she said, you know, speaking our truth is the greatest tool we have. And I was like, oh God, Oprah, you did it again.
You know, Oprah is Oprah. What can we say?
Yeah. She's responsible for literally everything. So I just started writing and writing and writing. And after about a month, I had this script. And I didn't have any money. I didn't have a crew. I didn't really know what I was doing. But I had this guy in mind from the very first page, Sheldon D. Brown, who's this actor in Chicago. And I hadn't seen him in a few years. But like Ben and Sam in the film, we met in a similar way. We drank on a stoop and, you know, we spent the day together, and then we ended up on a rooftop, and that weekend has always been very indelible in my mind. So I texted him the day that I finished the first draft, and I said, hey, you know, if you're ever in New York, like, let's get a drink, and I want to tell you about this script. And he says, I'm actually in New York right now. So it was like the synchronicity right from the beginning. And we grabbed drinks across from the stoop that we had met a few years before at this little bar restaurant called Syndicated. And I don't think we talked about the film at all. And he basically said, send it to me. But I think he was saying yes. And without giving away too much, something happened 2 months later. And this traumatic incident happened, and we ended up writing it into the script, and 3 months later we shot the film. So that's the short, long answer.
Listen, and why did you choose to be star and director and writer? Why didn't you leave it to somebody else, the burden of acting your story?
Yeah, I wasn't doing a whole lot of thinking in that department. It was just kind of like moving. And so my co-director Kieran, we had met at something that I had premiered a few years before, and then I had an acting class with him, and he was in this play called The Great God Pan, which was about childhood sexual abuse. And he was like, I think you should play this part. I think you'd be really good. And I've never really acted before, you know. I'm a gay man, so I know how to act in that way. But I was just like, I guess, okay, fine, let's do it. Like, I wanted to, but I didn't want to. And Kieran, like, pushed me over the edge. So, yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. Actually, it does. Listen, How did you manage to put your own personal experiences into a story without being like overwhelmed by it? So without being crushed by these memories that are coming back, you know?
I mean, I was crushed. I don't know if that, it was definitely certain days were more difficult than others, but it was the bravery of Sheldon coming to set every single day. You know, Sheldon's injuries are very much still fresh. And the fact that he not only came to New York City, he was in this place that he really didn't have many friends. And he was speaking this truth that was still so raw. And yeah, I mean, days that I didn't want to go on, I really just looked at him and I was like, of course I can do this. He can do this. Mm-hmm. And then my co-director was my rock, and we meditated every morning. And yeah.
How do you work with Kieran for the co-direction? Was it like a fluid thing, or it was like more mental thing, an intellectual thing?
Yeah, there was a tacit agreement between us. I think the fact that we both had similar experiences as children, we both have like similar sensibilities, similar senses of humor. And he was just very sensitive to everything. So, you know, if we needed to get a take and we only had 20 minutes, if Kieran said, we got it, and then Eric, my DP, said, we got it, then I'd be like, oh, okay, we got it. And I wouldn't, like, double check. But I don't know how many times, probably like 8 out of 10 times, I was still looking at the take and being like, okay, we got it, you know. But
your film is about this guy, which is you, actually. We know a little by little that he has this very hard secret, very strong secret of his past, of his young life. And there is this, the management of these memories are very harsh and very painful for him, are painful for us as well. So you manage to convey this kind of, this feelings. And his, all the first part of the film is about how he tries not to deal with this. You know, it always tries to do stuff, to have this like very intense sexual life in order not to think about it. And I wanted to talk about how do you depict sex, because the depiction of the sexual life of your character is really truthful to gay life, but it's never morbid, it's never porn, it's never over the top. So did you think about this, how to depict this kind of scenes before shooting them? Did you have discussion with Kieran how to do it?
Well, thanks for saying that they were done well. I think it was more of a conversation with my DP, Eric, and which angles we wanted to shoot at and what we wanted to show and what we didn't want to show. You know, a lot of queer films, they are like one side of the dichotomy. They're either pornographic or they're prude. And they're like not showing gay sex because they want to, you know, get a bigger box office number. And we definitely weren't worried about that. We wanted to make a unapologetically gay story. I guess I was thinking about just certain positions I've been in and just was trying to be as authentic to that. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to ask you another thing about the editing. The editing of the film. Because the editing helps a lot the narrative and helps a lot us as an audience to understand which kind of trouble is your character in. In fact, the editing changes from the first part of the film to the second part of the film, when your life, your character's life becomes more like stable and relaxed, if I may say so. The editing too is more like classical. Right. So how did you work on this? How do you work with your editor on this? Because we know that the editor is one, it's a very important, like a third arm of the director.
Right. So Kyle was incredible. He had never edited a feature before. And I was a little nervous going into it because Kyle isn't queer himself. So I was like, will he be able to blah, blah, blah. And I think it was halfway through, I think he told me that his dad was gay and was in an interracial relationship. So he had, like, you know, the sensibilities going into it. And he definitely knows, like, what love looks like. I co-edited with him, so he, you know, gave it up to me. We were definitely going back and forth. And then at the end, I really took hold of it, and then I'd show it to him, and, you know, he'd make some tweaks. But it was definitely a major collaboration, and I feel so bad for him having to see so much gay sex and me naked so many times. The beginning was really about fitting in so much of this film that we had to chip away at, because so much of writing Sheldon's story in, we were pushing a lot of the original elements out. Mm-hmm. So it worked out naturally like that. Like, certain scenes that were originally 1 minute long or 4 minutes long, we had to chip them down to like 15 seconds and 45 seconds. So, but those montages were always like that. They were very rhythmic. You wanted to feel like, I wanted the audience to lose the sense of time and duration, because if you think, oh, this is happening over the course of a week, then you're saying, oh, Ben is probably a sex addict, you know? But if you're thinking about it over the course of maybe 6 months, you're like, oh, he's just a normal gay man, you know? Then during the second half, you know, Eric and I talked about just staying on the wide, sitting in these scenes, having to like actually marinate in the moment and the truth, which, yeah, is what
it's what they managed to do, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was your aim, you achieved it, so you should be very proud of yourself. So what is the life of the film now? Is the film going around besides Italy, where it's going to be shown in the next couple of days? Which is the life of the film outside of festivals?
So we are playing in New York at two festivals this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's our New York premiere, which is very cool. And we're also playing at New Fest and Bushwick Film Festival. But I don't know if we can announce, I think it's public, but we basically like pre-sold going into BFI. So we're releasing in the UK and Ireland first. And then we're working out the deal right now with US and the rest of the world. But if Corona doesn't screw everything up, we're looking at like Pride of, you know, of this year, of next year.
Well, you know, in the best case scenario, this is going to happen. In the worst case scenario, film could be distributed online or through home video anyway. So it's going to have a life of its own, regardless the virus and the pandemic. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thank you very much, Matthew, for being with us, to give us your time to talk about your film. The film Cicada, directed by Matthew Pfeiffer and Kira Mulcair, that is going to be shown at the Torino Lovers Film Festival and at New Fest and Bushwick Festival, as you said. Thank you very much. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. See you very soon, hopefully.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.